Okay, so what exactly makes a pizza? I know, it's a really odd question. I'm asking for a reason, though. There are major issues happening in the Industrial Alliance building downtown in the food court. So Mohammed Eid, he has owned Chez Forna, a Lebanese bakery there, since 2013. And one of his most popular items is called Manucci. I believe that's how you say it.
I think it's how you pronounce it.
Have you ever had it?
Yes.
You have?
Delicious.
It looks delicious. It's basically dough topped with vegetables. It looks like a delicious Lebanese food anyway. So a new pizza shop opened up in the same food court. And as a result, he's told he has to change how he serves his Manucci. He was told it can't be flat any longer and you can't use mozzarella cheese. So he did it because he's following the rules, but he said his customers are noticing and it's affecting his sales because of it.
Unacceptable.
And he's really mad because he says, you know, in Lebanon, pizza is pizza and Manucci is Manucci. They're not. I hope I'm saying it right. You can text me at 92925. They're very separate and different foods.
Apples and oranges.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, and you know, Manucci is very similar to Lahmacun, which is an Armenian pizza, which is same idea, like flatbread topped with veggies or meat or whatever. It's spiced very nicely. You can't compare the two. I mean, what I'm thinking is that this new pizza place that opened up is just jealous because their pizza's not as good.
Not as good as the Manucci.
So they have to put restrictions on what other people are selling.
Yeah.
So that they can sell their product.
Yeah. That must be really, really annoying for the... Like, I picture it would kind of be like us having like sandwiches and burgers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If somebody said you can no longer sell your sandwiches because I'm selling burgers and you're like, wait, like you can't compare a ham sandwich to a hamburger.
Exactly.
They're completely different things.
There are so many different types of pizza and for any different day, I don't see what the big fuss is about.
I do feel for the guy. I do like the owner of the Lebanese shop.
Of course. He's just doing he's making it the traditional way. You can't really knock that. And plus, you can never have too much pizza. Like, since when should we, you know, start capping what pizza people should be making? Like,
just
keep making the pizza. There will always be a demand.
And imagine you go there every day for lunch. Like, maybe you work in the area, so you're going in there every day for lunch.
This is not the Manucci I'm used to.
He's literally not allowed to make it. You know, can you just throw some mozzarella cheese on there? No.
Yeah.
I'll get shut down if I throw some mozzarella cheese on there.
So I'm guessing that he will not be renewing his lease.
Well, they're saying that they may not. They don't know. Basically, right now, the property management company is saying they're following the situation and they're trying to reach a solution that will satisfy both parties and everybody's bellies too, I guess. We'll see. I don't know. It seems like such a ridiculous conversation, but like, I feel really bad for this guy. Well,
if you knew there was going to be a problem, why let a new tenant open up right across from this guy if you knew that they were going to be selling similar products?
That's it, Sam. You should be running the world. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I'll have to taste both of them to decide which is better, though. I mean, before I make an official decision.
Well, you can't taste the Manucci now because he's not allowed to make it.
Great.
So good luck with that.